You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Jim Donville, and it's great to be with Matt Wilhelm on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR. In our top segment, we were talking about preseason games, and are they important to win, specifically for a team like the Browns that is trying to learn how to win? I mean, many, many times, even during minicamp, you'll hear the veterans say, we have to learn how to win. The young guys have to learn how to win, and sometimes you get four cracks at it in the preseason. Now, if you're a great team and you know you're going to the playoffs, you know, you're just kind of doing it.
Exactly.
You're just getting through it. Okay, you want to tune it up. You want to get a, as you said, you want to get a couple of good drives in. Going into the Chicago game last year, the last preseason game, Brian Hoyer had not taken the team on a scoring touchdown drive.
Right.
He finally got one, and they got him out of there. Yes. And then Johnny Manziel went in and played a huge chunk of time, okay, going into that game. So, I don't know that Mike Pettine would ever come out and say this, but I think he's getting ready to take his team over to Pittsburgh to Heinz Field to play the Steelers, who are loaded offensively,
right.
Okay? He's going over there, and his starting quarterback, who is coming back from ACL and all kinds of rehab, has not felt the joy of and the confidence of getting his team into the end zone in the fourth preseason.
You're
game.
Right.
To me, that would keep me from sleeping at night.
It absolutely does. And I think that, as Mike Pettine has said multiple times, there was a learning curve for him as a rookie head coach, you know, with
sure.
what to do and how to do it and how to manage his coaches, the percentage of the playbook that they use and the playing time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the preseason for this football team is going to be very vital because of the platform or the showcase that it is for a lot of the individuals who are deep on this roster. As we've said, they've improved drastically.
I think so.
And there are competitions at D-line. There's competitions for that six wide receiver spot.
Right.
There's competitions for the fourth and fifth corner spot on this roster. Look at the running backs, West, Crowell, Duke Johnson, the roles that they'll play for this season. We're going to get a snapshot of that in the preseason because we have to.
This guy, Winston.
Yeah.
Glenn Winston,
exactly.
Who we almost saw a couple of times last year, but
right.
he never got on the field as far as a running back. Steve is in Brunswick. We'll check in with him. He's got a thought on preseason games. Hi, Steve. Welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily.
Hey, guys. Good to hear your voice, Jim.
Oh, thanks.
Just a little note that, my son and my wife actually just gave blood last week. I know you're a big proponent of that.
Oh, I am.
Trying to do our part.
Good. Good for you. That's well done.
As far as the preseason, I always have a motto that the games, they don't count, but they do matter.
Yeah.
And what I mean is, would you like to win? Sure, I get what you're saying about the feeling of winning, especially for a young team. But I think it's more of, you cannot, and Matt can attest to this, you cannot simulate a real game of football in practice. I mean, you're not hitting the quarterback, and guys are not hitting guys like they may during a game, and it just isn't the same. I mean, that's the only time they get to have a little bit of, real action and try to get that cohesion as a team needs to win. And you guys talk about different coaches. Look at Belichick. There are times when, like, him or even Brady will say, hey, I want to stay out there because we need to get better.
Right.
Now the first one, really nobody plays. But after that, I've seen Belichick bring his guys out later and go, you guys got to get out there because we're just doing nothing. So
right.
I think
there were, Steve, I remember watching the Patriots one time, and they were getting manhandled in a game. And he did, I think, as I remember, he didn't send Brady back out. But I do believe he sent his offensive linebacker out.
I agree. And I think what's important and what the Cleveland Browns have been missing as an organization when it comes to, their 1-53 is we haven't had that superstar, that star quarterback to go, it ain't good enough. Let's go another drive.
Right.
It's always been on the head coach to make and a lot of times it is on the head coach to make that executive decision. But as you said, if Brady wasn't satisfied, it was, if I'm not going to go out there, I got to see my guys one more time because of the weapons that I'm going to use and the philosophy we're going to essentially execute.
Two more examples, okay, of quarterbacks, touching on your point there. Two more examples of quarterbacks who came out of a Browns preseason and said, I did not get enough work, and I'm the starting quarterback.
Right.
Jeff Garcia.
Yep.
And Jake Delhomme. Jake Delhomme, who came in here and was the starting quarterback. Mike Holmgren brought him in here, okay, to kind of get
fresh out of Carolina, correct?
Yeah, right, exactly. And fresh out of Carolina. And, you know, last go around for him. They had Colt McCoy, and, you know, they're going to get everything going. But Jake Delhomme's the guy. And Mangini hardly played him in the preseason because he ended up playing Colt McCoy a lot in the preseason. They go down to Tampa. And they open up down in Tampa. Now, remember, everybody, this is a franchise, since coming back in 1999, has only won the opening game of the regular season once. Once. Okay? All right. They go down to Tampa. They have the game totally under control. Jake Delhomme, you know, throws an interception to Rondé Barber right before the half. Bang.
Right.
Bucks are back in the game. Delhomme turns his ankle, has a high ankle sprain. Peyton Hillis fumbles twice.
Yes,
and they
I
lose the
that.
Game.
Yep.
And, you know, you have to wonder, did Delhomme get enough work? Let's go to Canada. I always wanted to say that. Let's go to Canada right now. Cam is in Canada. Hi, Cam. Thank you very much. Thank you. It's a beautiful anthem, one of the most beautiful anthems in the world.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we're very proud of your girls. They did a great job
yesterday. Oh, well, did you go to any of the matches around Canada?
No, I was going to say I usually call in a couple times a week, and I was going to explain to Matt, my company actually has me working right now, so I'm getting paid back for all the times that I was dogging it during the winter.
Ah, I see.
So you know Cam.
Cam's
a regular. My vows do not work. Yeah. Well, I was going to say, guys, first of all, nice to listen again here. It's been a busy time, but no, I wouldn't put too much emphasis on the preseason at all. I mean, this group last year won 7 games. They were 7-4 at one time, and I think they're able to put the peg in the ground that a lot of it was injury-related, and I think there were some intangibles that spilled over in the room. The room got split a little bit over a few issues, but I think you just work the process. I think, you know, we can trust this coaching staff that they're going to do specifically what they need to do with the group they have, and if that involves, you know, running up a score or keeping some starters in at times, that's good, but I just think we just work the process and see who can play and who can't play.
Okay.
Thanks, Cam.
Here's the other thing. I'm going to throw another example at you. Isaiah Crowell, who figured at some point early on in the regular season, in fact, even in the opening day over in Pittsburgh, did nothing in the preseason until the second half, and I do believe the fourth quarter of the game against the Bears.
Which is cleanup time. You're just sort of like, can we pack up and leave now?
And the other thing is, we cannot hide this guy
on
the practice squad, because look at what he did. He ran for over 100 yards
yes,
in the game against the Bears. You know, I still think that there's a point where it's not bad to go get it and get a win.
There's not.
I know they want to win. But I know that it's a very, very tricky equation.
It definitely is. And I think for me personally, based on what I saw from OTAs to minicamp, is we saw the offense rise to the occasion where they were no longer installing and they were executing and refining what they did throughout those 9 OTA sessions. That's what I want to see. I have a belief that our defense is going to be real good based around the personnel, the moves that we've made, and what's returning.
So do they.
The biggest questions are the offense. So I think John DeFilippo, as much as Mike Pettine, as much as Josh McCown, wants to see this offense executed, as both Stephen Brunswick said and Cam alluded to as well, out in the preseason. And the fan base wants to see it, because then they can legitimately go, we're going to be in every football game for these reasons. Or do they want to go, hey, our defense is going to be good, but we're not going to be able to score. We're going to win 9-6. And you don't win consistently in the NFL, winning 9-6.
Okay.
That's a fact.
There's been a lot going on this weekend. So imagine if you're Tom Coughlin, the rigid Patton-like head coach, and I'm talking General George Patton, okay, of the New York Giants, and you're enjoying your family, and he has a beautiful family. He's got grandkids.
Right.
He's got a wonderful family. I think his daughter's married to one of the former offensive line of the Giants,
right?
Yeah. And so you're enjoying your holiday weekend. All of a sudden, you get a telephone call, and they say, hey, guess what? Jason Pierre-Paul just practically blew his hand off with fireworks. And now the Giants had made a huge financial commitment
they
in
did.
An offer to him, you know, to sign a deal, something that he wanted because he felt he was underpaid. And now they have withdrawn that offer, we understand.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
But can you imagine that? You imagine that you're sitting there. Can you imagine what it was like the day that the Browns got the telephone call that, hey, Kellen Winslow Jr. just wrapped his motorcycle around a light pole in a parking lot over in Westlake.
No.
And we don't know if he's going to live at
right.
that time. I mean, those injuries were very serious. I mean, that's a whole part of the job that the guy says, wait a minute. I know that I'm being judged on wins and losses, okay? I know that I'm being judged on what we do in the draft and how I play these guys and how I can inspire them to try and win, okay? But how do I stop a guy from participating in fireworks or riding a motorcycle?
It's tough.
Or doing something like that. I mean, that completely changes things.
It absolutely does, and I think in today's NFL and today's in professional sports, coaches are ready for those potential positive tests with a one game or four game, and those are survivable. But as you mentioned, not only Tom Coughlin, but the general manager there in New York to say, hey, we're ready to pay this guy to be the future and to alter the football games and the way they play defensive football by their ability to rush four and, you know, and drop seven in most cases and still get pressure on the quarterback because of this one guy.
Yeah.
And now you're going to go into a football season where you got Odell Beckham Jr., you got Eli Manning, who potentially needs to get paid, you've got Victor Cruz coming back from injury, and you've solidified your defense, and your biggest focal point on defense may be unavailable. It's out of this world, but yeah. I don't think there's enough clauses in a contract for you to put in every life scenario that someone could get hurt and potentially miss games or miss seasons in the NFL.
So on the suspension front, and a former teammate of yours, Antonio Gates, the great tight end, Hall of Fame tight end?
Yes.
Hall of Fame tight end from the San Diego Chargers was suspended for four games for his use of banned substances.
Correct.
He has come out and said that he didn't realize he was taking a banned substance, but he accepts the punishment. That's sad at that point of his career.
It is.
What do you think's going on there?
What I think's going on is you don't make it this long in the NFL by doing something illegal. You'll get busted.
Right.
I just think it's one of the – and knowing Antonio personally, I think it's one of those scenarios where someone gave him something, not a – when most people think of a PED, they think of a, you know, a needle and a syringe.
Sure.
That's not the case. Now it's creams and pills and all that kind of stuff where if taken, you know, in the wrong way or too much of it, it will show up in a positive test. And I think that's kind of what nipped him in the bud. He's mentioned he's tried to take a holistic approach to his recovery. And, you know, like a lot of guys, the same way when they give them their money as a financial advisor, you trust that person.
Mm-hmm.
He probably trusted somebody, and it ended up nipping him in the butt.
Sheldon Richardson, this would affect the Browns. A great player from the Jets.
I was pumping my fist.
Four games, yeah. So he will not be there at MetLife Stadium on the opening Sunday of the regular season. Rolando McClain, who's been in a lot of trouble, but seemed to have straightened himself out when he got to Dallas and played very well last year. But he had a troubled career with the Raiders coming out of Alabama. I mean, a lot of
yes.
you know, police blotter type
Correct.
Of stuff. He's suspended, too. And we're still waiting on the Tom Brady ruling on that appeal,
yes,
and I would think the Patriots need to know what's going on by the time they start training camp.
Absolutely, yeah.
And they have to know what they're going to do in the opening game or games.
They definitely do.
If you know, as it begins, we'll take a break and we'll come back on the other side. We'll continue. Our telephone number 216-578-0850. This is Cleveland Browns Daily on Monday, July 6th, as we point towards training camp, not long away.
No, we're not.